Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis is coming up next from 11 right here on the Fan. Right now, it is my pleasure to be talking with the one and only Tyler Brook. You can find him on the Pack-A-Day podcast. You can find him on social media at Tyler D. Brook. Tyler, I know you are a massive Indiana Pacers fan. I want to just start by, we're going to talk about the Pacers at the end, but I just want to start by asking you, how are your mentals? How is your heart pacing right now? Like, where are we at mentally?
I'm sure this is what everyone wanted to hear today, right?
It
especially
is.
In the Wisconsin state. I love you all, just so you know. I always need to make sure I preface that. But it's one of the most exciting days I've had as a sports fan. I mean, the last series was iconic. I might have gotten emotional watching them go to the finals for the first time since I was, 6 years old. So I can't wait. I know they're going to probably lose this series, but just to even be here, I ordered the shirt for the Eastern Conference Championship. I'm genuinely excited. It's been an incredible run.
No, I'm happy for you. That is awesome. There's nothing quite like that feeling. And I'm sure, like I said, there's probably some heart palpitations going on today and just some nervousness, but pretty exciting nonetheless for you. We'll get to there. I want to talk some Pacers at the end, but I want to talk some Packers first. And Tyler, let's talk with OTAs. We've had 2 weeks of news, reports, rumors, et cetera, at OTAs. I just want to kind of get your feel for what some of your key takeaways were from these past couple weeks.
I mean, you know me, all I'm looking at is Matthew Golden, who is going to really ideally stand out in this wide receiver room. It just keeps flooring me how many wide receivers are on this roster, right? I mean, I believe it's 12, and you're likely fighting for, you know, 6-7 roster spots. They keep talking about, I mean, we've been talking about for, this is going to be year 3 at this point, about how young this wide receiver room is. It kind of just keeps getting younger, even as some of these players get older, but I love competition. I think it's one of the most important parts of team building. You know, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have guys pushing each other on the depth chart, I don't know how anyone's going to be able to develop, even with the best kind of coaching. So I'm excited to see that as far as Matthew Golden goes, and really just curious, you know, as OTAs training camp goes, you know, what's the pecking order going to be by week one?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, as you mentioned, the competition all throughout at the front of the roster, just for playing time, for snaps, and then even if you're on the field, just to get the ball thrown your way is going to be competitive nonetheless. And that even extends beyond the wide receiver room when you've got guys like Tucker Kraft, Luke Musgrave, Josh Jacobs, Marshawn Lloyd as well that are also fighting for the ball. So there's just competition just to even get the ball in your hands, even to get out on the field. And then as you mentioned, just to be one of the top 5, 6, or 7 wide receivers on the roster to try to make the team, that to me is all going to be massively interesting. And I'm right there with you. I love the competition. There's clearly so much talent on that roster at wide receiver, but we saw last year definitely a disappointing season. Green Bay did not get trigger shy when there were wide receivers there that they liked in taking Matthew Golden and Savion Williams. And I'm so intrigued to see how this all comes together, who steps up, and if anyone just takes this, I don't even care if it's a number one spot, but just the, you know, becomes the guy that in go-to situations Jordan Love looks to and says, yep, I'm going that way, because they're able to get open a little bit more. And you talked about Matthew Golden. We're going to talk about Adrian Cooper as well. That's your That Boy Fast. Is Matthew Golden your new That Boy Fast? Because he looks unbelievable out there when it comes to a speed standpoint.
Yeah, I honestly don't have a name for him yet, because I don't think I can ever relinquish the That Boy Fast title from Adrian Cooper. I mean,
fair enough.
That will be my ride or die from day one. It is pretty creepy that the Packers have taken my favorite prospect in each of the last two drafts, just in like a general standpoint, right? Like, I wouldn't shut up about Adrian Cooper last year, would not shut up about Matthew Golden this year. It's a great summer for Tyler. I'm not gonna lie. We got Matthew Golden. Liverpool won the Premier League. The Pacers are in the NBA Finals. Like, I'm feeling great, man.
I didn't realize we had another Liverpool fan. Me and Mason Crosby, both Liverpool fans as well. So yeah, you're in good company there. You might be upsetting everyone on the radio with your Indiana Pacers takes, but listen, you're in good company from a Liverpool standpoint.
I just need to say this. I think I get the rivalry and everything, but I think there's no other fan base in the NBA that can appreciate what the Pacers fans are going through than the Milwaukee Bucks, because of that NBA title with Giannis a few years ago. Like, smaller market, you know, have a player take over. Like, I feel like even if you guys hate the Pacers, you can at least appreciate how we're feeling.
Oh, we should appreciate it, like, of all the things you just said. Plus your star players from Wisconsin played at Oshkosh North. Like, this should be like, hey, if there's any team that we can rally behind, it's the Pacers. But I'm sorry, you're not getting any love after multiple series of bad blood and hatred and, Halliburton's dad getting in Giannis's face. I don't think you're going to win over any support overall. But I understand what you're not saying, yet. And there should be that level, but I don't think we're going to see it. Let's go back to Adrian Cooper for just a moment. We're being joined by Tyler Brook, Packaday Podcast. You can find him on social media at Tyler D. Brook. Adrian Cooper, we know That Boy Fast, but now That Boy Big, like, he's putting on some weight as well. What are your thoughts of Edge getting up to 240?
I mean, that was the next logical step in his development. I mean, even dating back to him as a college prospect, my biggest worry for him, yes, he had like legit wiry strength, but when you're taking on gap scheme or a guards climbing to the second level, he was never going to win with, you know, shocking a blocker and disengaging. He was going to try and get around them or win with speed. Getting bigger is going to be the next logical step for him. So relieved to see that he's getting bigger, being able to take on blocks and, you know, add a little more stopping power to that frame, even if you're sacrificing, what, a tenth of a step or something like that. We're still going to call that boy fast. So if he adds a little more weight and can be a little more of a thumper between the tackles, I think it's what this defense needs, especially depending on if Quay Walker shows up or not. And listen, I've been a Quay Walker defender for a long time. This might be my last year. I'm so up and down with him. I do think this was probably his best year this past season.
Yep.
And I am hopeful for him. But the inconsistencies in his play can be very frustrating. And, you know, when he's having one of those down days, you're going to need another big guy, because there's really not another guy on the roster that can do that.
Yeah, we just talked about Quay this last segment and him taking a step at the second half of last season and starting to play a little bit better football. I thought he had two of his best games of his career stretch. So hopefully that is a sign of things to come for Quay. And if it is, and if we continue to see what we saw out of Adrian Cooper at the end of last year, it definitely makes one of the best linebacking duos in football. And I'm hopeful for that, you have to see that level of consistency, exactly like you're saying, in order for it to be a real thing and not just something that we're, you know, dreaming up in our minds at the moment. So I'm right there with you. I want to talk a little bit about this offensive line as well. We've seen Jordan Morgan so far get in the starting rotation. Technically, Jacob Monk has been there as well, but I think that's primarily due to just Elton Jenkins not being there. We've not seen Anthony Belton get any reps at the ones or anything like that yet. But if you are putting your offensive line coach hat on or your head coach hat on, what would be your best possible makeup of this offensive line as you're heading into the season?
Man, it's so tough, because I want to put Morgan in there somewhere, but I also, we really don't know what he's capable of as a full-time starter. If I'm going to go with it and what I can see them doing, Walker, just left or right, Walker, Banks. We got Jenkins at center. Let's see what Belton can do. Give me the most massive interior offensive line, put him at right guard, and then give me Zach Tom at right tackle. Like, I want the beef. And with the way they ran the football last year, I think we saw a lot of duo and, you know, just running between the tackles with Josh Jacobs. I love the idea of, you know, adding these two giant opposite ends of Elton Jenkins and being able to just reset the line of scrimmage 3 yards downfield and then let Jacobs do the rest.
if he's up for it. I love that idea as well. I want to ask you this because I'm curious people's thoughts. We've seen the Packers in the past do some of these rotations. We've seen it at left tackle. Yash Nyman, Rashid Walker was a recent one at right guard. We saw Sean Ryan and John Runyon Jr. rotate there. Are you a fan of the rotations, or would you rather just be one guy? I'm kind of in the mold of like, I wouldn't hate a, you know, Jordan Morgan, Rashid Walker rotation at left tackle, and I wouldn't hate an Anthony Belton, Sean Ryan rotation at right guard to start getting Belton and Morgan ready for what they're probably going to be in starting spots next year. But how do you feel about those rotations in general?
Yeah, I think there is legitimate value to it, even if it seems so unconventional. And I'm going to be honest, I think one of the big reasons for that, I don't want to diminish the value of the regular season, but especially early on in the regular season when you can kind of get away with some of this stuff, it's a great evaluation tool, right? Like, sure. There's nothing that's going to replicate in-game reps for evaluation. You know, you can talk about how good of a week a guy had in practice, but you know, once it's the other team on the other side of the field trying to knock your head off, I think that's when you can actually get the best tape on these guys. So I'm a fan of it. And I think what I've always appreciated about Adam Stenovich is he's probably been one of the most aggressive as far as taking risks on offensive line development, whether it's cross training or like what you're talking about is this platooning or switching guys in and out during, you know, a drive by drive basis. It's a fascinating way to do it. And, you know, even if I don't always agree with it, I think it's fascinating and it makes me kind of think differently about how the position is even utilized. So it makes the Packers one of the more unique teams as far as evaluating and developing offensive linemen.
And I think it's kind of paid off for them so far in the fact that, you know, when it was Rashid and Yash, they got the ability to evaluate it and just see, oh, yep, Rashid's playing better. And then he basically played the remainder of that season and last year. And then with Sean Ryan, I think getting those snaps at the second half of the year 2 years ago when John Runyon Jr. was still here, I think it really helped him to be the starter this past year and on his development as a guard. So I think it's paid off for them so far, and we'll see if that continues. I think it would have paid off more for Jordan Morgan this past year if he would have been able to stay healthy and continue to do it. And maybe he even would have taken over for Sean Ryan at some point. But I do think it's paid dividends so far, and we'll see if they utilize a little bit of that this year as well. Okay, we're talking to Tyler Brook, Packaday Podcast. Find him on social media at Tyler D. Brook. One of the big news and notes and just noteworthy pieces from this past week's OTAs was the return of Marshawn Lloyd after, I think it was approximately 17,000 different injuries over the course of the last 365 days. Lloyd was back practicing, assuming he just stays healthy from here on out. We don't have an injured or injury-riddled Marshawn Lloyd again this year. What are your expectations for him, and what do you think he can bring to the table this year?
I think it's going to be a feast or famine approach, and I do mean that as a compliment. Like, I think he is a legit home run hitter with explosive elements to his game, whether it is, you know, running or catching passes out of the backfield. I mean, I loved his USC tape. I was truly blown away with that. I think you need an element like that. I mean, I'm even thinking back to, oh my gosh, is it Christine Michael that was kind of like this?
Sure,
was
that? Yep.
I'm not joking. Like, you know, obviously kind of frustrating a lot of times, but then you also could break off big chunks of yardage, not even just in Green Bay, but in this career. There is value to that, especially as a RB2 on your team, you know, especially with a guy like Jacobs in front of you. You have this guy that can wear out front sevens by just, you know, especially if we're talking about this identity of duo and, you know, just inside run, inside run, inside run, just continually moving the chains. The defense is wearing out, and then you bring out this guy that can, you know, go 0 to 60 in, you know, half a second. I'm really excited about that element that he can bring, and I think it makes the entire thing I've been impressed with about, you know, Lloyd returning and the way they drafted, they're trying to be as multiple and versatile as possible in both the run and passing game. Lloyd's definitely going to bring that explosive element to the run game. And, you know, it's something, again, I'm going to bring it back to Stenovich and Matt LaFleur. They do a great job of scheming up their run game based on opponent. I'm not going to say it's going to be every game. There are going to be some games where Lloyd becomes a focal point in some creative usage, and you're going to see some big plays out of him.
Christine Michael, 1,089 yards in his career, 4.3 yard average, 7 rushing touchdowns, Super Bowl champion with the Seattle Seahawks, and a second round pick. Crazy career. Seahawk, Cowboy, Seahawk again, Packer, Colt, and then was out of the league, then played for the St. Louis Battlehawks in 2020. Hasn't played since. What a weird, bizarre career. I'm glad that you brought him up. That is the perfect name that I wanted to look up this morning. So decent play in your immaculate grid leagues and from an NFL standpoint too, with a few different teams there. So I love that. But yes, I'm right there with you. I think Marshawn Lloyd has the ability to be that big play threat, and I think it just gives them more options on the offense. Let me add a layer to this. If I had to ask you which of these two players returning from injury that are backups at their given position will have a bigger impact this upcoming year, Marshawn Lloyd or Luke Musgrave, who are you taking?
To me, it's pretty easy. It's Lloyd. I mean, I'm still hopeful for Luke Musgrave. At the same time, his role's kind of diminished by the amount of receivers they have capable of playing in the slot, right? Like Golden, Jaden Reed, you know, even Savion, I think, could play some in the slot. Is just a big guy. The value that he brings is a little redundant compared to what Marshawn Lloyd can bring. So, you know, give me Lloyd in that change of pace back role, because I do really think as long as he stays healthy, we're going to see some exciting plays from that kid this year.
I love both of these players. It's interesting. When you said it's easy, I thought you were going to go Musgrave just because I thought, you know, with the talk of the more 12 personnel package, I thought we were going to go in that direction. But I don't necessarily disagree with you. I do think Marshawn Lloyd is going to get those opportunities, and I do think he's got that game-breaking potential. And I've said all offseason, the idea of Luke Musgrave so far has been better than the actual Luke Musgrave. I've liked what I've seen out of two OTAs. It means almost nothing, but I just can't give up on him. I'm still high on the Luke Musgrave train. I hope we do see a little bit more of that 12 personnel package this year, and hopefully this can be his breakout season. But I'm right there with you with Lloyd too. I think that both of them have the ability to hopefully make bigger impacts than they have in their short careers so far. All right, really quick one before we talk a little bit of Pacers. Dontayvion Wicks had the drop this week. It meant nothing. They're at 50% pace or whatever, but it's just noteworthy because this is Dontayvion Wicks' drop. At what point, Tyler, is like, it just is what it is, and like at some point you have to say, all right, we just can't trust it, and we got to put some of these other receivers ahead of him on the depth chart?
I didn't know there's a drop controversy again already with Wicks.
Give you the details. So they're in 50%, maybe 60%. It's not a walkthrough, but they're just kind of going through 11 at 11s at definitely a slower pace. He takes a little bit of a route over the middle of the field. Jordan Love rifles him one. I'm not sure if he wasn't expecting the pace of the ball. It literally clanks right off his hands and goes right into the, and I think it was Love, don't quote me, it was either Love or Willis, but clanks right off his hands and goes right into the waiting hands of Kamal Haddon for an interception. So everything else that he's been thrown his way so far, he's caught, including a big 50 yarder in the first OTA. So again, it's only noteworthy because it's Dontayvion Wicks, I feel like, at this point.
Mm. I'm going to be patient with it still. The skill set outside of physically catching the football screams star to me. Like, I can't quit on that. You just have to keep hoping for the upside on a player that dynamic. Like, even from his time at Virginia, I was just so blown away by his ability to create separation as a route runner. He just moves in a different way than a lot of guys. And it's why the Dontayvion Wicks thing has become such a running joke. I keep thinking about Devontae, like, and how much he struggled in his early years in Green Bay. And like, progress isn't linear. It's going to be different for every player. And I'm still going to hold out hope for him. If he's mentally shot, which is something I'll never know, I'm not with the team. I'm not around there every day. I think that's a different discussion, but from the outside looking in, like, I just love the talent that player has. And like, when he's been a high usage player, he can still be a legit playmaker. So I refuse to quit on Dontayvion.
I am right there with you. I will never sell my Dontayvion Wicks stock, almost no matter what. Tyler, I want to ask you, Pacers Thunder, what are you looking forward to tonight? Obviously, just you know, I know you're a Pacers fan, but what are you looking forward to overall, and what's your overall finals prediction for this series?
Yeah, I mean, of any team, other team I would want to see win the finals, like the Thunder are right up there. It's such a likable team. I love team basketball, and yes, SGA is the MVP and gets a lot of usage, but their ability to be cohesive on defense versus what the Pacers can do on offense with their pace and confusion and running all these different concepts all at once. If you're a basketball fan, it's like the most exciting matchup you could ask for, like this unique offense versus this unique defense. I want to pick my Pacers so bad, but I think it's Thunder in six. Like, this is a historically good team, and you know, I don't think the Pacers are there yet. My only hope as far as a scenario where they can win is the Thunder are young and Jalen Williams is, you know, too young and experienced to handle the number two offensive duties in this, and the defense, for as good as it's been, can't handle how the Pacers operate offensively, and they get hot shooting in four different games. So I think it's Thunder in six. I need to keep talking myself into the Thunder winning so that I don't crash out over every single possession this whole series. Because that's what I did against the Knicks, and it was very stressful. I think I need to calm down a little bit.
No, I'm right there with you. Here's what I'll say, though. I think people are sleeping a little bit on the ability for the Pacers to win this one. Not just saying that because you're on the show. I'm going to take Thunder in seven, but I think the Pacers actually have a legitimate chance here. I'm not expecting it. I'm not predicting it, but I think the Pacers make a much more fun series out of this than maybe some people are predicting. I just think their offense is causes everyone problems. I don't care how good your defense is. Just their ability to get literally play with pace up the course, up the court, excuse me, and just catch teams off guard. It's just so hard. And then even when you get into half court offense, they just have answers to everything. They're just always a step ahead of you. So I think they're going to compete very well in this series. We'll see if the Pacers defense can kind of keep Shea in check. But I think this is a series. I really.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do, and I'm really excited for it. For your sake, Tyler, I hope the Pacers can pick up the win. For all the Bucks fans' sake out there, I hope they don't. But it's still going to be, I think, a very, very fun series. You got anything cooking this week or anything you want to plug on the way out?
I might have an exciting announcement career-wise in the coming days. So fingers crossed on that. Otherwise, again, I just want to appreciate all the people that follow me that are Wisconsin sports fans that have put up with my nonsense over the last... What is it now, month and a half for Pacers tweets? Because that's been my whole timeline, the last month and a half of this playoff run.
Understandably so. Enjoy the NBA Finals. It should be epic, and we will look forward to that announcement. You're more than deserving of it. We appreciate you a ton, and we'll talk again soon. Sound good, Tyler?
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it, man.
Likewise. That is Tyler Brook. Find him on social media at Tyler D. Brook. We'll be keeping an eye out for that big announcement coming up soon. This is a Pack-A-Day radio show. We'll be right back right after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.